What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Come on, join the fun. Boom, here we go. I was just having a little lunch. Susie suggested I now need to take a nap.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not one. Food doesn't tire me out.
That's good.
Does food tire you out?
Sometimes.
Well, it is World Chocolate Day.
No.
So we're just assuming in the 2 o'clock hour you're going to get us a chocolate treat. I think Dave, that's a fair requirement.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Why even wait till the 2 o'clock hour? She can run out after overrated.
Yeah, after overrated.
No, there's no time.
There's plenty of time.
No, you don't know anything about the genius. Well,
if we
that
had said
to
instead of
newscast.
Chocolate treat, you need to go get yourself a salad from Target, there would have been plenty of time.
The problem is because if she goes for chocolate, she will stop by Target.
Mm-hmm. And shop
for about 20 minutes. That's why she does not have enough time. Is that also?
That's an accurate assessment of the situation.
All right. Before Susan K starts, we need techs.
Yeah.
We need other individuals in the listening audience to contribute to overrated, underrated, properly rated. Harrigan Hotline is 651-461-9226. Are you prepared today for overrated?
Yes. As you know, I do think about it. Sometimes I try to think about it over the weekend because that usually is where I find my overrated, underrated, properly rated ideas.
Yeah. I think that date was overrated.
Yep. That was overrated, which we've discussed, so we can put that one to bed.
Yep.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he certainly was in that area. Yeah.
Here's what happened. I have not been to a movie theater in a very long time. I know.
Ballpark, how long?
6 months or more.
Okay.
And it was hot. And so Kay Jones, my 94-year-old mother, who I love and spent a lot of time with.
Yeah, and sometimes bicker with.
Sometimes I want to punch her.
Yep.
But now I'm getting
a little
nicer.
It's been a while since you said that, right?
I think she's becoming, now she would kill me if I said this on the air, but
I will.
Well,
go ahead.
She's becoming a little more frail, I can notice. Little indications of, she was standing there the other day, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, snap out of it. Let's go. And she goes, I'm just having a little balance issue. And I was here I am.
And you're threatening to punch her.
I am, and I'm like, come on.
Dave, how about, if you're going to punch her when she's frail, I guess you can have, more success.
You get an easy knockdown.
Exactly. I mean, maybe not a knockdown,
Mills
knockout.
Wayne is in there just two, three, four.
I forget. I treat her like she's not that old, and she is.
Yeah.
So we decided to go to St. Anthony, Maine, and we saw a movie called
F1.
We almost went to F1.
Yeah.
We were going to do F1 or the Phoenician Scheme, which is that popular director. I can't remember, but someone will tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead we saw A Familiar Touch,
okay,
which is the story of a woman who has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And it was very slow.
Comedy.
Oh, it was so depressing.
Yeah.
And we talked about it a fair amount because I was like, it's so dumb. Why did they – there were shots of the ceiling, you know, and I'm like, why are we seeing a shot of – but it was – she said maybe it's through the eyes of a person with Alzheimer's. I mean, it was mm-hmm. very much noticing how the change happens.
Yeah.
And it was poignant.
Was it well done?
It was well done. It was poignant.
You think about everybody listening right now somehow – has someone in their life, relative, friend, who's been touched by Alzheimer's.
Right. But my overrated, underrated, properly rated is more around the facility itself.
Okay.
So I bring this up in the newsroom because it's going to be kind of a community overrated, underrated.
Okay.
About theaters themselves.
Okay.
Because it had
the
rained.
The theater experience.
It had rained torrentially at times over the weekend. And so yeah. this
every day.
The St. Anthony Main Theater that's kind of in that bedrock and that old.
Yep.
The actual.
It's an old school one.
And it was musty and smelly
mm.
and not very cool. Like the air condition wasn't great.
Mm.
And it was just sort of like.
Update.
Yeah. Mm. So that's my experience with that. And then Laura went to a movie this weekend.
Yeah.
She saw The Life of Chuck.
The Life of Chuck.
And she enjoyed it, but said it was a little tricky to get into first, but it was peculiar, and she liked it in the end. But she was at Southdale.
Yeah. They have the modern ones, right?
Yeah. But she said it was a mess.
Garbage
really? Everywhere. The bathrooms were a mess. It was full of screaming kids. So her experience was bad in the theater experience.
Yeah. I've said this before. In fact, we were going to get into it a couple weeks ago because Dave found a story where people within that industry are predicting you might pretty much be done in 20 years.
Yeah.
The actual going to a theater experience.
Yeah. Because it's rare, and F1 would be an example with the IMAX, and there are obviously more of the superhero ones, but like the Alzheimer movie you saw, you could probably see that at your house.
Easy.
You know, and it'd be fine. And it's not out of any health concerns at all.
No.
I used to see, I bet, 20 movies a year.
Just love movies.
I love the movie experience.
Yeah.
COVID, I just haven't
been
jumped back. I go with Q.
Yep.
Three or four times a year, movies that he wants to see.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I saw that Jordan movie a couple years ago, which was fine with Matt Damon and Affleck and Bateman. Mm-hmm. It was decent, you know. But like I was talking to somebody who saw F1. Well, I was talking to my best friend yesterday. And he went.
Which theater?
They live out west, so I'm sure they went to a more modern one. And they saw F1 because they wanted to see it, the whole IMAX. And it was like, they said it's good, not great, but they wanted to see it in the theater experience. I don't mind now waiting three. It's like three more weeks.
Yeah, it's very fast.
Sometimes they come out concurrently.
Right, in both of the venues.
Yeah.
So that was it. We all agreed, though, that the West End has kick-butt movie theaters. Great seats. They recline. They're comfortable. And so
I think West End is good. I agree with you.
Okay.
You know, you want to find the good places. Dave, for you, the movie experience right now is?
It's still a better experience, but it's not worth the cost at most places. For, you know, you can pay to get into one movie for two people what you'll pay for 2 months of Netflix or whatever your streaming option is. I still enjoy it. If you get the nice stadium seating, the nice recliners, the good air conditioning, you get all the snacks and drinks you want.
Yep.
It's a great experience, especially if you're seeing an F1 or a great comedy where everyone's laughing together. It's a lot of fun. But there's not that many movies where it's so much better in the theater. Like you mentioned the Jordan movie. I watched that at home.
Yeah.
And on Amazon Prime.
Fine.
And I'm sure it was just as good for me at home as it was for you in the theater.
100%.
There's not many movies you can't say that.
You want to react to any of this, you can, including the other items you want to offer up for overrated, underrated, properly rated. Just go ahead and text. We greatly appreciate it. 651-461-9226. Show of hands, yes?
Yes. I also wanted to add, before we pass it along to others, I have been into and enjoying The Bear.
Oh, yeah.
I started at season one.
You should.
I'm in only in two.
Yep.
You mentioned the word wedding. I was a little mad, like, uh-oh, don't wreck it for me.
No, I said the wedding scene.
Okay, but yeah. I am only in season two.
Yeah, I'm not wrecking anything because you have no idea who's going to get married.
I don't.
It's in season four.
Okay.
We have a texter on The Bear. I'll give you my Bear. First season, properly rated, really, really good. Second season, phenomenal. Third season, way too slow. And the fourth season, very, very good.
Are there only four?
Four so far, and they've come back for a fifth season.
Oh, they
They're
are?
Coming back.
Okay. All right. So that's me. I'm out, but thank you very much for the time.
Yeah. Well, you're still going to be part of the next segment.
Of course I am, but I'm going to shut up.
Pella, no shutting up about that. 100 years in business. How many companies can be in this competitive enough of a business and they can flourish for 100 years? Show of hands. Very, very few. I cannot wait to move into my new place, hopefully soon. And I made sure that this new place would have Pella windows and doors because the last place I've lived into, which is going to be for about 18 years, yep, Pella windows and doors. Innovative. Great warranties. Quality people. They'll work with your style. They'll work with your budget. They'll come out to your place for free. You can go see some of their product at two showrooms in town, Woodbury, Plymouth. You can go online, PellaNorthland.com, and in the month of July, how about this deal through the 31st? No payments, no interest. If everything's paid in full within 24 months, plus $250 off per window, $500 off per door. The last two houses for me, Pella the way to go. Obviously, tens of thousands of other customers believe the same thing. Track them down, PellaNorthland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Among the, a lot of texts on the theater experience, I really appreciate that. Properly rated miserable, painting his spouse's bedroom for the second time in the last 2 months because they didn't like the color of the first page.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God bless that individual for doing it the second time.
Yeah.
Properly rated bad, season four of The Bear.
Oh, got it.
Incorrect, in my opinion.
In your opinion.
Overrated parades, underrated screen porches. How about that, Susie?
Oh, I went to a 4th of July party. Suze Ellickson, our friend from WCCO Radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. She has a home.
No, I'm standing by
she's
that.
She's a darling.
No, she's not.
Stop it.
No, she's
she has a beautiful
highly
home.
Critical of the modern CCO people. Okay. So I'm not a fan.
Okay. Can I just say she has a gorgeous house on Lake Minnetonka with a wraparound screened-in porch that's, like, amazing.
Mm.
Screened-in porches are amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
I want one, but I just don't know about cost averaging. You know how dollar cost averaging, if I do it, am I going to get it back?
you're going to get back an enjoyment, and I think it enhances the price of a home.
Do you have a screened-in porch at your place?
I do not.
Because you're not fond of sitting outside?
No. I may have something at a place I might be moving to that has something like that.
Yeah.
But now, no.
Okay.
Do not have it. I like them, though.
Does she have the option of the open-air porch, too, or is it all screened in?
All screened in.
Because I like the open air.
Okay.
I don't like staring
those
through a screen.
Those phantom ones where they go up and down?
Oh, well, those are cool.
Pretty nice.
That'd be all right.
Let's see. Here's our guy, Josh. How about the fact, Josh, underrated, celebrating 8 years in remission.
That's right.
From my leukemia yesterday.
Good stuff.
That Good is stuff. Pretty spectacular.
Good yeah. for him.
Absolutely. Keep it going, Josh.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
Underrated, the ability to make the best out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
For us Saturday.
Talking about working here.
Oh, there's that. Believe me, there
right
is
up.
That, and I haven't made the best out of it yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
It was the half birthday party Saturday.
Oh, the half birthday party.
25 or so
Jeez.
Kids,
oh,
plus a few parents.
God, seriously.
And you know what the weather was like Saturday?
400 degrees.
As it was at our house, planning for all the outdoor activities.
Oh,
we're
going to
have races and water balloon tosses, and then it's going to rain and storm all day, and so we had to move it in the garage, and... Luckily, we had.
Oh, it's cool in there.
Oh, it's just delightful.
Oh,
yeah, we had the fans going, the side door open, trying to get a little cross breeze.
No.
We're all just sweating through everything we're wearing. But credit to my wife, she got a former swimmer of hers, who's a very good artist, to show up and do some face painting for the kids.
Aww.
That's
Loved
very nice.
It. That
yep.
was tremendous.
Yep.
The full 3 hours, she was painting faces.
In the garage?
In the garage.
With the average temperature about 117.
Yes. We started her. We had a tent outside because it wasn't raining at 11 when the party started. At about 11:20 is when it just started downpouring and the rain was getting in the tent and it was a bad situation.
Oh,
so she had to come in. About two hours in, we did get a break in the weather, so I took a bunch of feral youth into the backyard and tried to organize a soccer match.
Feral youth.
Oh my!
But you know what
God.
The kids did? The kids loved it.
Sure.
Okay. All girls or girls and boys?
Girls and boys.
Girls and boys. Wow.
And I know a couple
What's
of the boys
happened
she
to
won't be dating.
Radio.
Loves
yeah.
the
you've already jotted him down the list.
Don't go after that one. Believe
yeah,
me, he's
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
He'll be bragging about his body count. Got to go back to Susie's
do that.
State.
Don't do that.
Oh, Lord.
Don't do that. Speaking of soccer, by the way, overrated. Let's talk about the U.S. men's national
yes.
team, shall we?
Yes.
And the Gold Cup final.
Right.
Specifically, defenseman Chris Richards. His quote about the refereeing. In any other league, it would have been called offsides, him talking about a play that led to Mexico's second goal. They win 2-1 over the U.S. But again, that's CONCACAF for you. They hate us.
Yeah, that's it.
Get over yourself. You play for the most overrated team in the world.
Or I would call them the most underachieving. The fact that we are still floundering in soccer.
Yes.
When we've been playing it. When every kid in the country has played it for like 3 years, and every parent, even if they live in Honolulu, Hawaii, has been forced to drive to Blaine over and over and over again. I mean, we still stink. It's unbelievable. But the refs, they're out to get us.
They hate us.
They hate us.
God. That's it?
I got one more if you want it.
Go.
Running etiquette is underrated.
Oh.
Running
oh, yeah.
etiquette.
I'm going to guess you're going to tie it to spatial awareness.
Yes, I'm going to tie it to spatial awareness. So I was out yesterday. I was in about mile 71.
Yeah.
I'll round it up there.
Yeah.
Now, I had gone about three or
People,
so at
the kids
time.
That were in the garage were getting IVs yesterday.
Yes. As I get
pretty.
To a lake near my house, I'm coming on a path, and then you start on the lake, and you go to the right. There's a guy who's coming from around the lake already.
Yeah.
And he ends up about...
We got a zipper merge situation
He gets to the split behind me. He's about 6 feet behind me.
Yeah.
And for the next mile, all I hear behind me is... And this guy...
Is this the body count guy from Susie?
It might be. I mean, I hear his footsteps right behind me. He's breathing heavy, and I slow down. I speed up. I slow
just
down.
Just to try to get away from
him? Yes, he won't get away. Finally,
he was aroused by you.
I had to slow to an almost crawl. Just go. I can't.
Heavy breather.
Out
of here.
Stop drafting.
Let's go Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas saying over the weekend, unless it's a really unique project, I'm done. Okay? Yeah. When you think of Michael Douglas, what first comes to mind?
Fatal Attraction.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, by the way. Great work, Michael Douglas.
Out
How about Wall Street? How about winning an Oscar for Cuckoo's Nest in the 70s?
Mm.
I think he was the director of Cuckoo's Nest. Hell of a career, though, right?
Heck yeah.
Versatile, could play the angry guy, could play the president, could play, you know, just a Wall Street quintessential 80s stealing your stuff. The last really good thing I thought he did was the Kaminsky
Project.
Method.
Yeah.
Method.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
With Alan Arkin, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you know what I loved him in? And I love the movie, and it's one I can watch again.
We're going to guess Romancing the Stone.
No, okay. No, the American President.
American President.
With Annette Bening.
Yeah, Annette Bening.
I mean, and they're having their romance and. Oh.
Same birthday as me, Annette Bening. My video of fireworks I sent to Dave, I mean, underrated. Through the trees, seeing the fireworks. I mean, Dave, tremendous, right?
Yeah, it was really, I mean, you are an auteur, as they say.
Yeah. I don't name stores that often, but in this case, I'm going to name them. We're at Macy's on Saturday, picking out some bedding stuff. It's time to update, you know. There's nobody working there.
Nobody.
At the Ridgedale Macy's, there's one guy in this area who's working very hard. There's, you can't find a checkout counter to check out, and there's one lady who's working very hard, and the line from the Minnetonka Ridgedale was to New Richmond, Wisconsin. Hey, Macy's.
I know
you're struggling, but when people actually go there, it might be good if they have a question, they could find somebody. I mean, Macy's, what the hell happened?
I know.
It's, I mean, I can't tell you the last time I went there. And this experience, even though I liked what we purchased,
yeah,
and they had sales going on, but, I mean, Susie, you got to have some level of customer service, don't you?
I suppose, but, I mean, I feel you. I've been there before, too, and cannot find anyone to help me. Yeah. The way of the world, I think, for retail, though. I really do.
Yeah, it's the big malls. But there are some stores out there where it works. Another column in the paper about the corpse flower. I mean, if we never have another corpse flower, the society will be better for it. And then I saw a story, somebody with a pet lion. Pet lion scaled the fence where the pet lion stays and attacks neighbors just walking by.
Mm.
Pet lion. So, see, how would you feel if the neighbors had a pet lion?
I would talk to somebody. I would have to call the mayor of St. Louis Park and say, this is not working for me. There's got to be a law.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Douglas, fantastic. Falling Down, for sure.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Absolutely. Streets of San Francisco with Carl Malden.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, it's World Chocolate Day. Where do I get my free chocolate? Today, Dave and I will have free chocolate because in the 2 o'clock hour, Susie is going to head over to somewhere not too far away, buy an item for herself, and also bring us back some chocolate.
So you're going to give me how much?
I mean, am I buying the clothes item too?
I don't know yet. It's a big ask. It's a big lift.
It's a big ass. I'm giving you 20 bones.
20
How's
bucks.
That sound?
That'll do. That'll get me lunch and some chocolate.
If,
how about just like a Hershey chocolate bar?
No. Oh. No. It's World Chocolate Day. We got to do better than that. It's not just Minnesota Chocolate Day.
Does it have to be all chocolate or can be have chocolate in it?
Dave?
I think it's got to be at least 66% chocolate.
66.2 thirds.
So
unless
what?
It's a peanut butter cup. That's a cloud.
Better be a fancy peanut butter cup,
yeah.
Though.
Real fancy.
Can't be just the regular Reese's. Mm-mm. It's World Chocolate Day.
I realize that. I was thinking about a little chocolate croissant from over at Mother Dough. You know, what's that guy that I want to have?
David Fima.
Yeah, I love
him. Great. In fact, that's a good reminder. We need to have David in studio.
You
He's
should.
A phenomenal
He's...
And phenomenal person.
He's also
Riddle.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, he always handsome as can be.
I can't hardly look at him.
And a good friend. Well, I'll make sure to let you know when he's in.
I'll leave.
I don't think that counts, Dave.
I agree. I've never had a chocolate croissant, and maybe Mother Dough would do it, but I've never had one that said, wow, I need that again.
I like a croissant, don't get me wrong, but I think it's the croissant. When you get the croissant, Susie, you're getting the croissant right
okay.
now.
Yeah,
not the chocolate.
I just thought it'd be a nice way to sort of experience chocolate.
Yeah.
I think you're trying to get out of having to walk a little bit.
Possibly.
Wow. What a cheap shot.
Isn't that? For no reason. You know, he looks so unsuspecting.
And it was also accurate. Elon Musk and the third party. If you could tell Elon, this is the one thing I want your third party to represent. What is it? 651-461-9226. What do you want me to talk about here, Dave?
I'd love you to talk about great drinking water, how to get it, as well as what else that company could do for you.
Aquarius Home Services, that's the company. Family-owned, when did they start? 1987. Picked up quickly. Been a part of this radio station for a long, long time. You also hear them on other radio stations. Bravo to Aquarius, they should. When I start the day, I know a lot of people start with coffee. Dave and I don't get it. You get it. You do you. I start with a big glass of water from my Kinetico drinking water system. You get that with Aquarius, and right now you can save up to 25%. Up to 25% on a Kinetico drinking water system. But Dave nailed it. And again, it's AquariusHomeServices.com. Utility room. You have something in your utility room that either is not working optimal or just isn't working, Aquarius can help you out. Based here, earning the right to be recommended, for me, a customer, since the early to mid-90s, AquariusHomeServices.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.